Yo soy la muerte, cierta a todas las criaturas que son y serán en el mundo durante. Demando y digo, hombre, ¿por qué curas de vida tan breve en punto pasante?
One day, far away from where you live, the snow lay all over the ground like soft feathers,
and icicles hung down from the roof of the farmhouse,
and birds crowd shivering.
But inside the farmhouse, all was warm and pleasant, and Farmer Peter sat warming his feet at the blaze. But suddenly came a loud knock at the door. So Farmer Peter took his pipe out of his mouth, went to see who was there.
Will you let me in out of the cold?
Beneath the ceiling of ice, they have an eerie, almost magical stillness. Yet there is life here, at both ends of the earth.
El silencio es la primera piedra del templo de la filosofía. Este proverbio fue pronunciado por Pitágoras allá por el 400 a.C., quien revelaba que el que calla y escucha guarda en sí mismo una gran sabiduría. Por lo que podemos decir que el 2000 no se caracteriza por la era del silencio, especialmente en las grandes ciudades. Así que quizás estemos escasos de sabios y repletos de parlanchines que dicen mucho sin decir nada. Abogo por el silencio, el movimiento y la escucha más que por la palabra. Cuidemos nuestras palabras, hablemos menos y escuchemos más.
My whole world just blew up. And I don't have a job. And I don't have money but of my own. And honestly, I do not have any idea what I'm going to do. At all, and I don't have friends. I don't have friends because my friends are his friends, and his friends are my friends. So if I speak to them, they will speak to him. If he speak to them, they will speak to me. So then it doesn't make any sense.
Time. Everyone wants a little piece of you. The time you spend on holiday is the time when nothing matters, when there is just you, the sky, the sea, and the people who mean everything in the world to you. Holidays are the most precious time old.
Time for holiday?